The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. I was messing up calling it FEMA Region Number 5. I'm actually Number 6. Coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. We have a live show for you today. Today is August the 24th, 2016, and we have a live show to you. As you already know, it is Wednesday, so we have Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis coming up, and then we will definitely... going to have a great show with Brother Davis, and a couple of things that we got to talk about before we get started is how we can support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network's website, and by going there, you will see the crowdfunding campaign that's going on there. And if you would, it's so important that we continue to support this network by giving our overall financial donations and our financial energy to this network to ensure that this network is here and the programs are here bringing you the information that you have, that you use, the information that you have been actually been given the opportunity to make decisions off of, to have a better position of advantage, to have access to information that you can use for yourself, your family, and our overall communities to the benefit of our overall community. And I think that is priceless in itself, and it definitely deserves us giving energy to it, and that is the financial energy, especially in these times. Ladies and gentlemen, the times that we are in are so different than other times in modern moments in eternity, in so many reasons, but we will definitely get into some of those. So go to Black Talk Radio Network's website and check out the crowdfunding campaign. You can make donations there at the website, or by you can go to PayPal also. But now let's check out the three ways in which you can contribute. You can do that by going to the crowdfunding campaign. And there's three options. Option one, this would be for any person that would like to donate $24.99 or less. That's $24.99 or less. All donations, contributions are extremely appreciated. You can do it via PayPal or by sending a check and money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make the check or money order payable. If you were going to send a check or money order, make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And that's where you can send in. By doing that, for all contributions of $24.99 or less, you will receive the monthly statistical performance reports for the network, as well as the social media operations of the network for $24.99 or less. Make sure you leave a good email. Second option, to make one penny more, just a penny more will get you for $25 or more. You will also receive the email blitz from the network, but you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt for your contribution of $25 or more. And all t-shirts will be given in intervals of $25 or more. So if you want more than one t-shirt, you will give them in intervals of 25 for 2, 50, for 3, 75, for 4, 100. And so forth and so forth. And so one of the things that you want to also do is that you want to leave a good forwarding address, a good email address, a good mailing address so that you can receive your t-shirts with the appropriate size. Each t-shirt that you will receive, and please leave an appropriate size for that t-shirt. That's option number two. Option number three, for option number three of becoming a monthly contributor of $25 or more, you would also receive the emails and the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. You will also be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time for your as an appreciation for your contribution to the network. So those are the three ways. Ladies and gentlemen, please support Black Talk Radio Network so that we can continue to have this network. Also, everyone, go to www.btrcommunity.com and be a part of Black Talk Radio Community, where you can post information, you can post social media postings and have conversations and events and everything else there at Black Talk Radio Network. You could do that by just joining this platform that Scotty has put together for only $24 a year. That is, really pennies on the dollar for you to have a secure way to communicate and to, really not worry about if someone that you didn't or someone is going to use what you post to use it adversely against you in one way or another, or to sell your information. So go to Black Talk BTRCommunity.com. Join, $24 a month, and you don't have to worry about FedBook. And one person, Mel said that one person said that in their response to BTR Community was, well, Facebook is free. Boy, how naive are we? Facebook is not free, ladies and gentlemen. Never has been, never will be. And it's always a cost for everything. So, sometimes we have to become savvy individuals. So go to Black Talk Radio Network, and also you'll see the BTR Community there, but you can go to www.btrcommunity.com and join there. This is a more secure way, and it's a way that we can support what we've put together, and this is for the demographics and the community that we serve, because everyone else exploits it. So those are some of the things that you could do there. Also, if you're interested in purchasing precious metals, which you should be, you can go to Prosperity Mint. That's ProsperityMint.com. That's Prosperity Mint. You can see what we have in our inventory, and if you would like to purchase, you can, before you do that, definitely text me, 951-790-8330, or email me at wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. wolfsixpack1@gmail.com before you purchase, so I can explain. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the window for preparing is closing drastically, and we're going to be talking about this on Friday. We won't have a show tomorrow because we have an event. If you're in the Dallas area, definitely come on out tomorrow at 6 p.m. to the Magnolia Theater in Dallas, Texas. We are going to be screening a film that I was in, and we are going to have question and answers, and we're going to be giving some very critical, important information. I will be giving some very critical, important information at that movie screening. And it's the address for the Magnolia Theater tomorrow. Doors will open at 6 p.m. The film screening will start at 7:30. It's at 3699 McKinley Avenue, Dallas, Texas. To buying tickets in advance would be today, tomorrow. You would purchase at the or tomorrow before the beginning of the screening would be the advance ticket sales. It's going to be $15 at the door and $12 otherwise. So definitely come on out if you're in the Dallas area tomorrow. We will be at the Magnolia Theater at 3699 McKinley Avenue, Dallas, Texas. And come on out and check out the film and also be a part. I would love to meet some of you all. We will be there, and we are going to discuss the importance of where we are, and I'm going to be bringing you some information that is very critical as to what's going on in the world. So that's some of the things that we have going on. Let's take a look at what's in the news real quickly before we go to Brother Davis, who is already here, ready to go, and give you another great show of Wise Wednesday. So I just want to say sorry to everyone. Wasn't able to do a show yesterday. Very busy, and I had a couple of meetings that I couldn't get out of, and they extended. They went over, so wasn't able to do it. Tomorrow won't be able to have a live show either. Because we'll be at the Magnolia Theater. I may try to do a early broadcast, but it won't be live. I'll see if I'm going to be able to do it because of the couple of things that I have to get out early in the morning tomorrow. So with that being said, let's take a look at what's in the news. So what's in the news? And this is I'm no longer posting, ladies and gentlemen, inside of Facebook, only posting inside of BTR community. And very, very important that we do this, and I'm glad that we are off of FedBook. Believe me. But let me just say really quickly, I did post, I will post inside of FedBook the shows for today. So I did post today's show with Brother Davis, and then I did happen to post two very important, because this stuff is just too important, that I've also posted more inside of BTR. Two postings that I put was Press TV, U.S. ready to hit Syria Russian jet. And I said at any moment now, military conflict between Russia and USA will start a shooting chapter for the ages and history books. We are on the cusp of war. And this is going to be going on in the next 48 hours, lasting up until 48 hours. It was going on originally for 72 hours, but check out that article. We also posted this in Black Talk Radio Network, BTR community, so check it out. And then posted one more today, early this morning, late last night. Turkish tanks had penetrated inside of Syria and to start a massive military campaign against some Syrian what they call terrorist act. And this is putting, and this is why Joe Biden is actually, excuse me for saying this is why Joe Biden is currently inside of Syria met with the Turkish president today to discuss extraditing the individual that the Turkish government says started the coup. And also today was significant because when the Turkish tanks had penetrated into Syria, they were actually under the cover or were actually protected by U.S. forces, air forces, U.S. Air support to protect them to get into Syria. This thing is blowing up, ladies and gentlemen. Critical story. We're going to continue to keep an eye on it, and we'll post things as it comes along. And very, very important, because the overall shooting war is here, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that article. Now, a couple of other articles before we go to Brother Davis, before we go to the commercial break, a couple articles that we posted inside BTR. Number one comes from Reuters. North Korea test fired a submarine launched ballistic missile in the South Sea, close to and in the direction of Japan. And this came by Reuters. So check out this article. The whole world is getting ready for this overall global war. Tuesday, August the 23rd, 2016, Seoul, North Korea fired a submarine launched ballistic missile off its east coast. South Korea military said on Wednesday, North Korea test fired the missile at around 5:30 a.m. An official at the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said, check out that article. Next article comes from Sovereign Man. Barack may have finally destroyed America's number one advantage. So check out that article. This is one we'll also check out and look at. And this is in BTR community, everyone. These are some of the articles and why you need to be in BTR community. We post a lot of stuff. I do all of my postings early in the morning. And Scotty posts throughout the day. My man Raj posts towards the afternoon. There's always some great, great articles there. And there's a couple of people that post there, some great, great articles, stuff that you need to know. But this is a very good article so that you can be prepared. And I'm telling, in my opinion, the window of preparing, as we said, would probably start to collapse right about now or close. And it is happening fast, ladies and gentlemen. This overall global war and this economic collapse is upon us in so many in a way that every person here is going to be adversely affected, even if you're prepared for it. But the difference in the severity of it is going to be by the preparing of it is going to put you in a better position, and it is going to give you more opportunities than those that didn't prepare, much more. Next article comes from the New York Times. Earthquake shakes central Italy. At least 21 people were dead last time I checked. Check out that article. Next article, major, major article. South China Morning Post. This one comes from the South China Morning Post. And I said this is a huge story as the coming banking event. Huge story as to the coming banking event. Why the days of Western banks in Asia are clearly numbered. Why the days of Western banks in Asia are clearly numbered. And I would say this. The days of Western banking in Europe, in South America, in Africa, in Asia, throughout the world are numbered. So check out this article, a very good one. Next article comes from Sputnik News really quickly. Why Rothschild is shifting from U.S. dollars to gold and other currency. I don't trust this dude one bit. I said, don't like these people, but they tell you stuff. I wouldn't take him as a person that could be trusted at all. So check out that article. Next article. BRICS could, and this comes from Sputnik as well. Sputniknews.com. BRIC could give up on a dollar, but with dramatic geopolitical consequences. Check out that article. Very important one. This is huge. I talked about this, I believe, on last Friday. And I said I would post it. Well, no, it happened over the weekend, and we talked about it because we wasn't able to post on Monday. And this one comes from Reuters. Germany to tell people to stockpile food and water in case of an attack. Berlin, for the first time since the end of the Cold War, the German government plans to tell the citizens to stockpile food and water. This comes from Reuters. In case of an attack or catastrophe. The newspaper reported on Sunday, Germany is currently on high alert after two Islamic attacks and shooting rampage by a mentally unstable teenager last month. That is just the cover story. One of the reasons why they will always tell you before something happens. Germany is on the verge of actually being engulfed in a war in Europe and in the Baltic states, so they're telling their people to prepare. Guess what? The United States was giving a relatively similar warning by the celebrity figurehead Barack Obama, president of the CEO of the Corporation of the United States, where he told you all to prepare earlier this year for uncertain times and events and catastrophes of man-made and natural ones. They were telling you, but how many people outside of Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, actually heeded that? Now Germany is giving warning. Why? Because the war is about to start. And once the war kicks off in Syria, once the air confrontation between Russian and Syrian forces against NATO nations, particularly the United States, or even another NATO nation, that is going to spread not only to Syria, is going to spread to the Ukraine, and is going to spread into the into Europe, is going to spread into Africa, is going to spread into South America, South Sea of China, the Arctic Circle, and it's going to be on all the seas, and particularly the Middle East. The oil will stop flowing, and so will the overall shipping lanes be a killing field, because they will be sunk during that time. We are on the verge, ladies and gentlemen, something big. So we'll take a look at that in a moment. Next article comes from Sputnik. NASA scientists claims giant UFOs are proliferating in Saturn's ring. Next article comes from nextgov.com. Department of Homeland Security prototype wearable nuclear detection devices were disseminated to Department of Homeland Security personnel. The Homeland Security Department is trying to ramp up wearable devices that can detect nuclear radiation. The DHS has made a handful of awards for well-developed prototypes of wearing products that from companies, including Physical Science Incorporated, according to FBO posting. So this is why. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because there are going to be events that have the capability of dirty bombs, possibly, and also nuclear detonations by means of war. And this is all where all of this leads up to. Next article. After 15 years and $750 billion later, the United States is engaging in war and offenses against the Taliban. This comes from TheGuardian.com. Over 100 U.S. troops sent to battle the Taliban. More than 100 U.S. troops have been sent to Laysan-Gah to help prevent the Taliban from overrunning the capital of Afghanistan's Helmand Province, in which is thought to be the first U.S. deployment of embattled cities since foreign troops withdrew in 2014. Ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be a redeployment of U.S. forces globally, and this is going to be one. So check out that article. Next article comes from Intel Hub. Nearly 15 years and $70 billion later, U.S. still engaged in endless fighting the Taliban. Really? But, yep, that's what's there. Next article. The banking sector isn't the scariest part of the financial system anymore. And this comes from Business Insider. They're talking about derivatives. We will definitely talk about that on Friday and next week. NASA Curious Rover sent images of Mars that look like the U.S. Southwest. Check out that article. Got to hurry up. And this is from the Press TV. Press TV, U.S. ready to hit Syrian Russian jets. This is the war that's going on. And I said, okay, the SHTF event, economically and with military conflict, is near. And that stands for the stuff hits the fan. And the S is not the stuff. You know what that means. Next article, when the trucking stops running, and this comes from Peak Prosperity. That's very critical. Next one. From Sputnik, China to reorganize half of its ground forces to form a smaller division. Why? Because they need to be able to respond to threats immediately, and because of their over 2 million man army, they need to break that down to much smaller, fast units, because they know that they're going into global war. And by having smaller units, it's easier to deploy, to have counteroffensive, to have offensive, and to have measures of defense that will be readily manned properly and efficiently and effectively. Ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. Germany is going to, next article, this comes from DPAinternational.com. Here is a shocker. Germany is going to start drafting citizens to cover their threats. World War III is en route. There's an article that's posted there where Germany is starting to making its way for drafting its citizens because they know that the war in Europe is here. It ain't no turning around, ladies and gentlemen. Next article comes from Sputnik. Turkish strike in Syria massive complicates Turkish relationships with the United States because they were doing this with it. And I said, yo, the S is getting real. The global war front for real is really jumping off. Next, we have Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis coming up in 2 minutes. So next article that we post from Reuters, Turkey's military, U.S.-led coalition launch operation in northern Syria. And now the president, Syria has given the United States, and this was 48 hours ago, told the United States and Turkey to get, before this offensive took place, to get all of their troops and their military personnel out of Syria or else to be attacked by Russia and by Syria. And remember what happened last week, that China said that they will back Syria economically and militarily. Now you're seeing why they said that. And what I told you last week is because we're getting ready to go to war. So, all right, y'all, so that is the articles that we posted inside of Tando's page with BTR, Black Talk Community, BTR Community. So check out those articles. It's really unfolding. Ladies and gentlemen, the window to prepare is closing, and it is going to be drastic and is momentary. Something is going to happen soon enough. We are closer today than we ever were before. Okay, everyone, we're getting ready to go to the next episode. When we come back, we're going to have Brother Davis, who is in queue, ready to go. You're listening to Tando Radio Show at any portion, at any time. If you'd like to get in on a conversation or ask a question to Brother Davis, give him a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32-pound, and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We have Brother Davis in queue. Let me bring him up. Brother Davis, you there?
Yes, I am, my brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Brother Davis. And just want to thank you, as always, for the great information that you bring to us all on Wednesdays, you and Sister Davis. And give my regards to Sister Davis. Brother Davis, give me a call when you can after the show or at some point in some time. I need to talk to you real quickly, okay?
Not a problem. Not a problem at all, my brother.
Okay. All right, brother.
All right, brothers and sisters, good evening. How are you? And I hope that you're having a fantastic day. The reason why I say that is because we got some rough road ahead of us. But we've been mentally and physically prepared. When I say mentally and physically prepared, We know some things that are going to work to our advantage in any circumstance, but we need to operate in those things so that we can become comfortable in how we use them. Now, everything that I've really conversed with you about is something you could do on a personal level, from genetically modified foods and your intake of food in general to how to be able to understand your body and how to make it work to your advantage in times of stress. But as I evaluated the materials that I have given to you so far, I thought that we should come back and touch on some highlights. Now, why should we do that? Because literally, your mind and your body are going to go through such a roller coaster that you must learn to have a system or a systematic plan so that you can operate in when those times come of stress. And they will come. Okay? So, I thought that I would introduce you to yourself. How do you do that? Well, if you remember, I've told you that we have learned to breathe in the wrong manner. And the reason why is because when we breathe, we are not fully expanding our lungs. So we're not getting the total input of oxygen in our lungs. And when our blood releases the carbon monoxide, we're not releasing it all out of our body. So literally, we're working it from a deficit because we're breathing incorrectly. So I'm going to talk about breathing tonight, but also I want to also speak about the thought process. Why the thought process? Well, all your energy emanates through your thoughts. How to make it work to your advantage is to be able to systematically find a time in which you can relax. Why? Because that's when you become re-energized. When I say re-energized, I mean that your body can be placed into a state of hibernation for rejuvenation. Now, a lot of you may think that that's what takes place when you go to sleep at night. To some degree, you are right. But understand how I say this, and that's why I'm putting that little claim in here now. If you are breathing incorrectly while you are awake, then you're definitely breathing incorrectly while you sleep. This only makes sense because literally what you do when you are conscious is what you do when you are unconscious, because that's all your body knows. That's all you thought of. So to give you an example, when a baby is born, the baby requires two things. The baby requires oxygen, and it requires food. That's it. Because during those formative times, the baby hasn't begun to understand its life process yet. So these are the two things that kick in to allow the child to be able to grow to a stage of identification. All right, so what is a baby does when they're born? Well, first of all, you don't have to induce crying to a child. A child's natural nature is crying. Why? Because they don't identify. They're lost. They've taken out a state of total peace. We're in the echoes of that area of hibernation. They heard voices that over a period of time, they'll be able to put a face to. But until that time, they have to operate in the natural actions of what they know. And what do they know? Well, they know that when they come out, it's entirely different than when they were in there, one. And two, they're required to breathe on their own and eat on their own. Now, see, a lot of people think that breathing is done by the lungs, but it is not. It is done by cavity muscles. That's right. See, people have been taught wrong. And this is why it's important for me to take the time and help you understand. You notice when a baby cries, a baby will whine and whine and whine until it exhausts all of the air out, and then it goes quiet to inhale. Why? because you cannot make external noise in an internal process. So when you're bringing air into your lungs, they have to go that to get the air back and then start the sound of whining again. But see, what's so unique about that is that is the natural form of the lungs. You see, the lungs literally are being expanded by the muscles, and it's pulling the air down to the baby's abdomen. And as it fills up with air in the crying process, that air that goes in expands the child's respiratory lung access to full capacity. Absolutely, and that's the purpose. Because that way, when they take air in and then they exhale, they're pulling all of that carbon monoxide out of the blood and they're exhaling it out. So literally, although they don't realize it, they're breathing more perfectly than they ever will at any time in their life. Because as we age, we take on different processes. And these processes allow us to think that we are healthy, although we're breathing improperly. So because we're breathing now, now understand how I said that, we're breathing now, so the child has evolved maybe a year or maybe 8 months, and it's beginning to really make sounds. And when they begin to make sounds and try to sound out words, they're only following the example, but the example does not allow them to fully inhale and fully exhale. And the more they learn to use words, the less adaptive they come to the original state of breathing. And that's the same with us. Do you realize when you hit 20 years old, depending on your habits, understand how I said that, depending on your habits, you literally are starting to use lies, yes, of your intake and exhale of full capacity air than any other time. You see, those people who are athletes, who have to run and that sort of thing, they are forced to breathe in and out deeply if they're trained properly. If not, you'll get people who say, okay, just lean down, put your head underneath your knee, and then just breathe till you get relaxed. Well, that will work after a period of time. But there is a process of breathing that literally brings energy back into your system much quicker. But in order to do that, you must learn how to operate in that, because your body will not do it naturally. Now, one of the main things in retraining your system that is required is your thought process, because everything emanates from your thought. All functions that you do, that should I say knowingly do, because not your auto function. Your auto functions operate on what's called automatic mode. But those things that you do that require you to operate will require a thought. And see, that's what makes the process of maintaining good quality health so important. Because when you begin to understand these things, you can train your body to do many things that you could never begin to imagine with the education that you get from Westernism. Now, I don't want you to think, by any means, that I was not educated through Westernism. Yes, I was. I'm also an avid studier of how I could sustain a good quality of health. And in doing that, it opened doors to my understanding on how my body literally is supposed to work opposed to how I work my body. Perfect example. You know many people who smoke. Now, they know if they've had a pack of cigarettes in their hand that there is a very light and mild warning on the pack that says, caution, smoking may lead to cancer, or smoking may cause cancer. That's very mild. where it should say is caution. Smoking is a direct result of a short lifespan. So you understand how I said that? It leads a direct result to a short lifespan.
Right.
And now why? Because you are incorporating something uncommon in the natural practice. So we have to understand that we have to look at breathing the same way we look at food. It's going to require us to have a certain degree of knowledge operating in the our concept of making habits that are affirmative to our health, or that literally, should I say, neglect our health, as well as with our choices of food. We have to make choices that will induce good health instead of those foods that you know are the byproduct of bad health. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, we have never been taught that. You're right. The corporations don't make money if you know the truth. And that's who feeds you now. See, at one time when we were coming up as children, we could go to the local farmer, and the farmer might have been a dairy farmer. He might have been a farmer who had a, he might have had a chicken farm. It might have been just a farmer that grew vegetables. But nowadays, each aspect of that farming is taken over by corporations. Therefore, the introductions of mind, what I say, mind, I mean your mind, intrusion ingredients are induced in your food. And they're not telling you that. But you know what they're telling you? Oh, it tastes so good. Well, it's the same way with breathing. If you're around someone who's smoking a cigarette, how many times when you were breathing comfortably did that smoke intrude on your breathing process? You see, we have to be mindful of what we're trying to do in order to get where we're going. Now, the reason why I'm bringing these things out now is because as stress begins to, as a time transitions, and as you heard Dave say, at any given time, we could turn on a radio tomorrow and find out that we have been in a major confrontation to lead to a world war. Because this stuff regularly happens in steps. Literally, they know when they're putting things in somebody. That's like somebody coming to your backyard and saying, I'm going to leave my bike here, don't touch it. Well, this ain't your backyard, it's my backyard. You don't want me to touch your bike, you take your bike home. Well, it's the same thing on the world stage, where that person will look at you and say, well, if you're going to ride my bike while it's in your backyard, I'm just going to take my bike home. That way I ain't got to worry about you riding my bike. Because if my wife gets broke, you ain't going to fix it. But on the world stage, they don't want to do that. They want to look at the profit margin of their decision. So they're looking at, are they going to make money? So we have to look at food and the quality of air. Is it going to benefit us? Because as time changes, you're going to find out that everything is relatively connected. Not all connected, but relatively connected. So if I told you that if you're in a stressful state of mind, that when you talk, you're going to exhale longer than it does when you inhale. And you know, the imbalance right there lets you know that you're not getting enough oxygen into your body to put out all of the carbon monoxide. Why? Because your emotion is involved in the process. And you've experienced it. How many times were you arguing and got upset, and all of a sudden your tension grew and your muscles kind of reacted because your mind is telling them that you're in a state of either fight or flight? And that may not be in a physical sense, but it may be in a sense of stress and duress. So therefore, as you get into this confrontation and you're getting more verbal and they're getting more verbal, you are literally exhaling more than you're inhaling. So you create a natural imbalance in your body, and in doing so, your body's containing more carbon monoxide. So you have to find a point at which you can stop and disconnect so that you can get your body back in balance. Because if you do not, you're going to make a decision in that state that you are not going to be pleased with later. Why? Because it is an emotional state that was telling you through all of the body symptoms that this isn't the time, but you ignore it. And we do that because we're human. And this is so important now because these times are going to be beyond our control. And you're going to have to convey this, these very same teachings, to your family. Why? Because you don't want one of your children getting upset at a time that could cost you and the rest of the family a greater cost, because that child was either unruly or that child did not understand the purpose behind what you were trying to tell them. So let's get to some common things. And if you heard me talk about my grandchildren and what I do with them and I take them out, I'm telling you why. And the reason is because I'm training them on the lowest scale. So say we're out in the grass and we're kicking it and everything, and the girls are running back and forth and we got a ball out there and we're just kicking it back and running them, and then I'll say freeze and everybody got to stop. Now, they're looking at me because they're wondering what is next. See, that's what makes these games so unique. They don't know what's going on. And I'll tell them, don't move. Don't move. Matter of fact, slow your breathing down. Now, how you slow your breathing down is you think about breathing deep and controlled. Now, you're controlled with your children. May not be easy in the beginning. So you have to be able to demonstrate that by saying, breathe the air in through your nose slowly, as slow as you can, and exhale through your nose as slow as you can. Now, when they're doing this and you begin to see it, you say, okay, let's play. Now, they don't know that they had a total exercise on how to control their body and keep it silent. I'm telling you, this is an exciting game to play, because that's the next level, you see. When you get out there and you're playing, another 5-10 minutes go by and you say, freeze! And they stop. And you tell them to work on their breathing. And they're working on their breathing. And as they're breathing in, they're slowing it down. And as they're slowing it down, they're beginning to realize they're getting more oxygen in when they inhale, and when they exhale at a slower pace, they're getting more carbon monoxide out. Okay? Now, understand exactly this game's process, because this may save your life. You see, a lot of people fail to realize that our children become victimized by circumstances they can't identify, because parents cannot convey to them the importance of what they need to be doing in that moment of that circumstance. Side note, in my marriage, when me and my wife go out, sometimes I'll get engaged in conversations with different females. Well, I might say something my wife did not particularly care about, and she'll say, wow. And I'll say, okay, and I'll continue to carry the conversation. But that wow means watch our words. So maybe 5 or 10 minutes later, I come back to my wife when we're alone, and I say, hey, baby, you know, you said wow back there, and that's a code word for us, so what was it? And she'll say to me, well, you know, I think that person's a little bit more into you than you're beginning to see. I think she may be looking for a little more than you're willing to invest. So I want you to be careful around her. Okay. Now, the reason why she does that is because although we may not be ready to leave that activity, there may be some point in that activity where she tries to get me in a corner. That woman may try to hem me up to see if I have any weakness. Examine my, what it is, the fiber, your moral fiber. Because if I'm weak, literally, she may have me in a position of manipulation. And women can see that. Okay, that was a side note. For those people who are looking for things that's going to add value to their marriage, that was a side note to our marriage. But getting back to the children, when they sit down and they get to talking after they get them running around, and you might be sitting down and you're having some something to cool to drink, and they're talking, I'll say, well, what do you want to drink? And they'll say, well, I want. Well, that's when you make the decision. But we don't want sugar right now. Well, I want something sweet, though, Pop. Okay, well, I understand you want something sweet. but we're not going to have sugar right now. So, what else would you drink? Well, if you got cold water, I'll take some cold water. Okay, is there anybody else? So, well, Papa, we can't have no soda. I said, that's right. But we want something sweet. I said, that's right. And they said, but you're going to give us water, aren't you? And I'll say, yeah, well, most of the time I would, but I have cold watermelon. And all of a sudden, their expressions change. And so you're slicing the melon down and everything. You're sitting there and they're saying, Papa, when you say freeze, why do you want us to stop and not move? That is a time of fundamental teaching. Because, see, then you raise it up a level. Because they're saying, oh, I see. So when you say freeze, you don't want us to move. It's not that we can't move. It's just that you don't want to hear it. That is right. I don't want to hear it at all. So, well, we can move without you hearing it. No. You're missing the point. I don't even want to hear you breathe. See, now you just elevated the game. Why? Because now they know that it's not limited to what they do physically. It's what they do internally. And then they'll say, well, that's why you said breathe slow, inhale slow, at a time rate that you're comfortable with. And I'll tell them, yes. But the most important thing is that when you practice this, you slow it down when you practice. So that when we come out and play again, you'll become more comfortable at it. Well, these are perfect teaching times for children because, see, they don't know. And see, I've read books. One of the most amazing books to me that I ever read was Schindler's List, when the Jews were escaping and they were in a compartment in the closet, and the guy had his son in his arms, and his son might have been 3 or 4 months old, and he started to whine and he knew he was going to cry, and there might have been 6 people in his closet, and everybody was trying to be quiet, but not the lurking Germans who were searching the house. And this man literally had covered his child's nose and mouth to the point where he killed his child. To me, that was a profound sacrifice. But the life of the many outweighs the needs of the one. Now, he probably cried internally forever. Understand how I said that? He probably cried internally forever, because every time he thought about it, he had to identify the circumstances. And this is why it's so important for us to take our time with our children and move them along in the manner in which we can explain later. Because you know how children are, but what's wrong? What's wrong? Were they going to do that during the game? But that's the time to do it. And when they say, well, what's wrong, Tyler? Don't say nothing. Remember, you can't speak. You can't speak. Figure it out. See, so that everybody knows that person who was speaking. Why? Because then that person don't want to be pointed at again. And before you know it, as time goes on and as they get older, this becomes a facet in the way they live their life. Even when they go out and play with their friends, they will learn these breathing techniques. It's called to live in silence. Now, for those people who literally are not catching this, how many times have you gone into a room and you sat down and maybe in line, and all of a sudden you hear, achoo! See, these are your body speaking into the environment. But through these breathing exercises, you can take a certain degree of control over that. When you can live in silence, you subdue fear control over you. Why? Because you know you can sit in one spot quietly and not say a word in a manner that if someone doesn't see you, they may not even know you're there. The mindset, literally, is the key to the skill set. So now, brothers and sisters, I'm trying to give you an understanding on a small scale and expanding on the scale. So I do need you to seriously give me calls. I have a plethora of information that I want to be able to convey to you, the things that I've done with my children, things that I've done with my older children, okay? And literally, I'm trying to compact this all into a radio show of 2 hours. And I'm going to tell you, some of these games I play with my children, I see them doing with their children now, and they begin to understand the importance of these games. And although they don't understand the magnitude of what we're moving into, these become tools they could use. And we have to understand that as a family, we must learn how to work as a unit. If a child is unruly at the wrong time, the cost will be great. But if the child understands the fundamentals of the game, they will play. And when they play, we win. Because then we've got them to understand, if nothing else, the importance of being a part of what we're doing at the time. Because remember when they used to say, well, how long? They don't say nothing, keep breathing. They don't want that no more. So then they begin to conform to what it is that you're trying to do with them. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, our minds are going to be our greatest tool, our greatest tool, in every effort that we make in the upcoming months, years, and we must be able to use it as sharply, as swiftly, as cunningly, as directly, and as purposefully as possible. Because if you cannot, it will victimize you. I don't know if you have read that that Executive Order 13306. I tell you, it's with some serious things coming down the line. And we must prepare for them. And we are doing so because you're ahead of the game amongst all those, more most of those people that you know. Why? Because you take the time to do your own due diligence and find Black Talk Radio and Tango Radio, and we here give you the tools to try to ensure success in the circumstances that are coming. So, as the break comes in, I want you to be sure to pick up your phones, call me, pick up your pens and pieces of paper, keep them by the cell, by the radio, so that when you have a question, you can write it down, or to take the information that I'm conveying to you and be able to do your own due diligence on it later. Because the sad part about a person who cannot lead themselves is that they will follow those who they think are leaders. And it may really just be a very, very cunning fool. And you know, you don't want to victimize yourself. So do feel free to call after the break. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Looking to hear from you.
Question when we come back, Brother Davis. I got a question.
All right.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, we're back. Brother David's coming at you. So, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Hey, Brother Dave, you said you had a question?
Yes, Brother Davis. Let me tell you, man, this is truly why Wise Wednesday is so important for everyone. And I hope and I know that our listeners appreciate the overall teachings and the instructions that are given on Wise Wednesday. You know, Brother Davis, I just want to, because knowing your background, and there could be many people that have a similar background. Many people can endure different things at different times, but not every, you know, there's a different kind of talent it takes to start to prepare and start to anticipate things and see things coming before they come. That's a talent. But there's a much greater talent in teaching others how to see those things. And I just want to thank you and say, you know, it's amazing how you actually have mastered the art of teaching, and with your children and your grandchildren. It's because of what what you had to endure throughout life, and what you've learned yourself, and have the care to actually become a teacher. You know, when we looked at, when you made the example of Schindler's List, I never seen that movie all the way through. But when you started to bring in where the gentlemen, they were hiding because the Germans were searching the homes, and the one person had to actually cover the baby's mouth and nose and keep the baby from making noise, to the point where they were suffocating the baby intentionally, because they knew that that's what was going to take for them to survive. And you know, Brother Davis, it's critical that because of that, there comes a time and a point that you have to do things because you were prepared for it beforehand. He didn't make that decision in that closet. He made that decision from the time that he knew what he was up against and was willing to do whatever it took. And this is why it's so important. Brother Davis, in teaching our children, why is it so important that we become masterful teachers? But in your opinion, why is that, the call for that is so necessary?
Well, the main reason is because you want them to be participatory. You see, when a child's participating, they feel like they're involved, they're adding to. And when they feel like they're adding to, they want to excel in what they're doing because they want to be good at it. Okay? So that's when you take the concept of what you're trying to teach. And when you see them trying to really be good at it, then you add a little bit more elevation. Not a lot. Understand how I did that. Even when I elevated them can we move? Well, if you're in a running position, you can put both feet on the floor. You can even squat down. But the main thing is not to make any noise. And then when they got to the point of understand not to make any noise, I took them to the next level. I don't even want to hear you breathe, because now their mind is thinking, well, how do I do that? Well, you breathe slow and deep, and you demonstrate. You see, one thing about children that most of us as working parents, we fail to realize that they do want to please us, but they also want to grow. This way they can do both. And when they really become good at it, they want to show you. They really want to show you. So I even have another game called "You Can Be Quiet the Longest." And when we play that deer game, I always have a prize, because this is the competition now. And I always have a prize that they want. Something that, it might be something simple. Okay, so we go to farmer's market and I say, okay, we're going to get one thing that everybody wants. One thing. And I'll let them choose what that one thing is. And once we get that one thing, that's the prize. And see, here's what's so unique about it. When you're doing it with your grandchildren, because they're all related. So whoever wins ends up sharing it anyway. But they begin to converse about how they went about and what they were doing in order to win. And that is the most important key. Now they take it as their own. And believe me, they will teach their children. Even if in the same realm that I taught them as a game, they will teach their children. one of the things that is really unique is that when we go places and people might see us play a game and we do a freeze, people stop. And you know what they're looking for? They're looking for the child who's going to say something. And when they don't see it, after the game, we continue the game, you know, they always comment. You know, none of them said anything because it's such an unusual thing. But it's a beautiful thing. And another thing my wife does, this is one of the things my wife does with my children in the car. She was just telling me. She said, well, when we're in the car and we're driving somewhere, she plays the street sign game where they read all of the street signs. And now the younger children who may not realize what the words are begin to identify the shapes, the colors, and all of that. So before you know it, the youngest is saying, do not enter. So, well, can you read that? Well, I call him young King Greg. That's my youngest grandson. Can you read that, young king? He said, no. But Jules said that's what it was the last time she said it. Well, the last time might have been 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. But understand the dynamic at work here. These children want to excel, and they want to excel and show you. So when they do that, my wife, she's very creative in her way of teaching them. And I really believe that's something that we should really do a show about together, because we could really bring the blends in. Because
I agree.
The teaching dynamic of a woman and daughters. Say she does this thing with sewing. I know it seems strange, but she does this thing with a needle and thread, and she takes a button. And she demonstrates how to do it, and then she'll say, okay, you do it. Well, they'll reach for the needle, and she'll say, no, you got to put your own thread in. And she's teaching them this dynamic, okay? And before you know it, young King's like, I want to do it. Because understand, when I was growing up, it's not unusual for a man to learn to sew. So if he's showing that activity, and the girls are participating in the activity, we got a win-win here. So my wife is one by one showing them how to thread the needle, showing them how to pull it through, how to tie a knot at the end, and pull it taut. And each one of them, when their time comes to put their button on that goes through this, you can see they get better and better because they're learning from the one before. So it gets to the point where if they lose a button and the mom says, well, take the shirt off, I saw it, they're like, well, you know, Nana showed us how to do this. He said, what? Your nana showed us how to do this. But when did she do that? Well, when we were over her house or when we went to the park. You see, you can do these things anywhere. But the whole thing is to bring content to the experience. And one of the things I really, really like about the way she does it is she has a gentle mannerism that I don't have. I'm going to tell you. Sometimes I'm a little ruffian. But it's the nature of being a male. But she has a gentle demeanor, even when she's showing them how to do something simple, like maybe slice a watermelon. So my wife, when she gets watermelon, whatever she doesn't eat, she slices up and puts in a jar. And so my grandbaby would be like, well, Nana, why do you do that? She said, because that way I could save the watermelon in the refrigerator without trying to wrap the whole watermelon, and that way it stays fresh in the jar. Well, sometimes when I'm watching these kids cut this watermelon up and putting it in these jars, I'm saying to myself, this is the game that they were playing. You see, all of these things become a part of the whole when it comes to the dynamic of what you're trying to get your children to do. All right? Now, I kind of got sidetracked because, like I said, there's a plethora of things I want to really bring out to you and demonstrate to you these principles so you can see them in your playing of these games or you're initiating these. And one of the reasons why is so that those people or those children that you're playing with learn to understand the importance of the content. Okay, one of the things we used to do also was we played run gang. And with the run gang, you got to put a back on. Yeah, that's right. It ain't got to be real heavy. Okay? But it has to be a pack. And then so you run maybe 10 yards and back. Then you want to put maybe 1 or 2 pounds in it. Then you run maybe 10 yards back. Now, understand, we're doing this here individually. Everybody takes their turn. So now it becomes, who could run with the most weight? So when they come back, I'm starting to coach them now. Okay, when you run, don't run swinging your arms. Run with your hands down here, holding your pack down. Put your hands right in the strap and hold your pack down. And then when you run, don't lift your legs up like you're sprinting. Stretch your legs like you're really trying to skip, but you're skipping with a stride. And I could see these kids developing as, now, do you know what I'm teaching them? But they don't see that. But if they got to carry their weight, you understand what I'm saying? They're prepared to carry their weight. And now, take them from the run into a fast walk. So already they're striding. Already they're holding their pack in position. And now they're ready to cover some ground. See, the dynamics of what you're trying to get them to do doesn't have anything to do with them understanding why they're doing and what they're doing at the time they're doing it. Because as things develop, if you need to go, and I've seen my wife, she'd be packing stuff here. You take this, and you take this, and you carry this, and you. And the kids would be grabbing their stuff because you know what? They don't know what Nana got planned, but it's always fun. And before you know it, they're out the door. And I said, well, where you going? We're going to the park. But where you going? We're going for a walk. But where you going? We're going to the pool. It don't make a difference. If Nana say, they're ready to go. I've seen this. So therefore, when they get there, all of the things that she wants to do with them is already in the bags. And I'm thinking, well, I got me some free time. But while I'm having my free time, I might be reading or something, you know, and I'm saying to myself, I wonder what they're doing. Well, they went to the park. They'll be all right. I'll be studying some more. And I said, well, you know, I think I'd take me a walk to the park. Because, you see, you have to understand, it allows us to have some time together with them, as well as it allows me to experience her methods. Another thing she was saying is what she does with the children. She takes them to the grocery store. And she'll tell them, okay, take these two and add these together. So these are two products. So they'll be like, well, one might be $3.97 and the other might be $2.17 or $2.16. And they're doing this math in their head because they can't put the rows in numbers. And the reason why you're teaching them this is so that when they look at things, they can be able to have an estimate of cost by the whole numbers. So if this is $3.97, what they know is $3 off the top. If this is $2.17, they know it's $2, so 2 and 3 is 5. Now, if it's 97, it's 3 more pennies make another dollar. So that's $6. So that's 3 on and a 17 cent here. So that's $7. $7 is 13 cents. My wife said, we did it so much. Oh, yeah, that's true. We did it so much that my oldest daughter is actually a certified public accountant, and she loves bookers. But the reality is, you never know where this is going to go, but it adds to the whole, and it always adds to a circumstance that you cannot perceive to come until it does. And see, these are the things that are about to come now. These are things that we don't know that we may need, that they will have the equipment to operate in because of the way they were taught. And one of the most unique things about it is that anybody can do it. There's no special market on how to teach your children different concepts. Matter of fact, I remember reading in Helen Keller, the book I read years ago when I was in private school, and she had an Akita, but she was always put off by people touching her because she was blind. She couldn't see where they was coming from. But the dog taught her compassion. How? Because the dog always looked out for her. So when she didn't see the dog, if somebody was walking into the room, the dog would stand up and she would hear the dog and could judge the dog's fear or its alertness by the way it stood up. So then she would gesture for the dog to come to her. And when she felt the dog, if the dog didn't feel rigid or tense like it was in a protective position, it allowed her to identify her compassion through these personal experiences. So we teach on many different levels. And we have to understand that our circumstances now are going to be so that we have no control, so we must make sure that we can control that which we are connected with. And that's what makes family so important. And one of the real unique things about this that is about to come upon us is that they are trying to scare you into fearing what may happen. And the reason being is because that works to their advantage. See, most people are scared. They're submissive. And see, it's one thing to act submissive, but think in a manner that is going to be offensive. Meaning that looking for your opportunity for your offense. So the concept of submission may be a defensive mechanism, and this cannot be out of the way. So you may say to your children, stay here, make sure you can see me. Just do the same thing in return. And they'll be looking for you. And guess what? The other children will make sure they don't wander off, because guess what? They want to make sure that when you look back at them, you can see them. The principle of teaching is always for the unit. It's never for the individual, because when the individual operates in the unit, it's operating as an individual. So, once again, I kind of got sidetracked because there's just so much I want to get out to you tonight. I'm encouraging you, please, pick up your phones, call me. There's a lot more things. I told you about the run game. I told you about the run game with the pack. And now I'm going to tell you about what's called the camp. Now, you know, I took my children camping, and, you know, I had them help me put up the tent. And I gave them different assignments as they did that assignment. And see, that the assignment might have been, well, you hold this pole, you hold this pole, you hold this pole. When I get over here, you pull the string that's connected to this pole, and you put the peg here. And I'll hammer the peg in, then I'll tie the string. By the time they look up, we got the whole tent up. But they're all playing a principal role. So then the next thing you know is, what's next, Pop-Pop? Well, let's go in the house, and we'll go ahead and we already got the floor down, so we'll get our blankets and our backpacks. We'll bring them out here. Then I might have to have you help me put the table up in the tent, because I always like to have a table with several chairs so they can sit around and play your games, because that's how you promote that interaction, that fellowship that you don't have to watch over. See, a lot of times when my children are in the tent, I'm outside the tent doing something else. Now, the older children are watching us because they want to be a part of how things are set up, whether it be the food being cooked, how we store the food, or how we're even putting the camp situating our campground. And they want to know, well, why is this here? And why is that there? And why do we have to do this? And why we have to carry it? Why are these buckets over here? Well, these buckets are for the water in case we got to wash down. Then we got to go over there to the spigot. So we got these buckets sitting here. Some of that. But you've got to teach them so that if they become a part of it, if you get up in the morning and say, oh, I got to run out and get water, you'd be surprised at how many children say, you know what, Pop-Pop? I can see the water from here. Let me go get it. And they're participating. And something that they only seen maybe once the day before. But this is what we call being involved so that we can find solution in our circumstance. I implore you, if you hear it by a telephone and you have children, this is a show you need. Because now I'm going to take you into the aspects of when I first opened the show to tell you the importance of why breathing and eating play such a prime role in life as we know it. And if you have any children, you're going to have to start now in getting them to understand some basic things about eating, okay? And one of the things you want them to understand is that anytime you're eating dry food like nuts, berries, fruit, you can eat as much of that as you want to, because you may have an overabundance of that. And that doesn't require cooking. And it also fills the void of when you're hungry, okay? We must teach them how to drink water. Well, if you have a 16-ounce container of water, you don't want to drink it all down, but you might want to take and drink 2 good ounces so you can get the thirst off you, and then be able to tie it on to you or stick it into your pocket. But that's your bottle. Sometimes we can put their names on it. Boom, 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 boom. So Gray say, oh, wow, I'll put my water down. We'll agree to the bottle. See, that way they become, take ownership of their own stuff, so that when you have to say, okay, put your backpack on, put your water bottle in your backpack, they know all of that. And all of these things play a role in what is coming down the line. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, I don't have to teach them a lot of things about physical confrontation. But if I teach them how to avoid it without getting hurt, and with being an overseer of their brother or their sister, literally can be greater tools than if you're there fending off whatever you think your fear is. Because a lot of times children don't see the fear that parents see. And the sad part about that is that sometimes because of what the child sees in the parent, the fear transcends. So we must be able to stop our thoughts, bring our mind and our breathing and our hearts into one action. Understand how I said that? Bring our minds, our breathing, and our hearts into one action. In doing so, we must eliminate all emotion. Why? Because emotion may cause you to make a mistake or to do something you would not ordinarily do out of reaction instead of thinking what is the best thing to do in that circumstance. So, my brothers and sisters, I do want you to call because there's so many things, and as I sat here, I'm thinking that I want to add, I want you to know this, I want you to know that. But I do want you to call so that I can answer those questions to those people who may have children and don't really know how they're going to deal with the circumstance. Because now, although it's a critical time, it's still a teaching time. You don't, it doesn't require you to put an hour in every day for them to learn a lesson. You see, that's for primitive thinkers. What are primitive thinkers? Left brain. They always want to analyze and be analytical. But we are right brain thinkers. We are creative thinkers. That is a trait of people of color. Now, it's not a trait of Westernism because they're analytical people. They're teaching you how to learn and study analytical through repetition. But literally, that is really not a comfortable way for us people of color to learn, because literally we learn through application and creativity, which are some of our greatest tools, which are some of the very tools I use and my wife uses when it comes to our children. So now understand the three things that you got to have on one accord. You got to have your breathing, you got to have your heart, and you got to have your emotions on one accord. Because that way you are strong in your thought process, your analyzing of the circumstance process, and the decision to get resolved or to take action. And understand how I said that. To get resolved or to take action. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you that if you have heard anything that's going to be a tool for you, call me. Because somebody may have heard the same thing and don't realize how it fits in to their circumstance. And these circumstances are always going to be changing as things begin to change. When the dollar drops, circumstances are going to be changing. There are going to be people who literally are at a stage right now where they're just angry. And the reason why they're angry is because they have become victimized by something they had no control over, and here they're letting their anger do all of the action, and that action that their anger takes can reflect on you if you allow yourself and your family to be in an environment that they are in, because their anger is going to take an action that may cause you a greater cost than you are willing to pay. So you must always be focused on who's around you and what their nature is. And if they are one of those people who have an anxiety attack or get very emotional, you do not want to have them right under your family. Because if something happens and they get upset about it and want to get verbal, when they look over there, they're not seeing that one person. They're seeing whoever's around them. And that is where your problem may step in. Because sometimes you got to be able to look at your family and just snap your finger and get their attention. I got a whistle. This is crazy. But I got a whistle. And I could do this in a shopping mall. I could do anywhere. And it will cut through the atmosphere, because literally the only people who hear it are the people who look or use signals. And my wife and my children and my daughter, even my children that are older, their heads cocked looking for me right away. You hear me? So this isn't something I'm telling you to try. I'm telling you this works. I have been places and did that whistle. My children, my grandchildren stop, and they just look because they know I'm somewhere around. And then when they see me, I have my hand signals. Now my hand signals may be stop. My hand signals may be where's meaning the authority, with their mom, their dad, my wife, so that they can gesture to me. So you have to be able to communicate in these ways. And we create these signals when we're all together. You know why? Because that makes them inclusive. So when I hold my hand up in a fist and I point my index finger and my middle finger and I wave, I shake them like that, that means I want your attention. Did you get that? So when I see them and I point to them and I go like that, I want your attention. Then my next finger might be my hand over my heart, meaning someone I love, and a circle. So that means, where's your mother? Or where's your father? You feel what I'm saying? And these are the things you do when you're together as a family. And by that time, you don't have to say nothing to them. You can just go over to the area they are in, or they may gesture to their point. Okay, if that means the mom's there, or dad's there, or nana's there. And if I'm walking over that way, they start walking over that way. Sometimes when I'm in a large group, I might just slap my hand down on the table and then raise it and shake my fingers. That means now everybody in here that's in my family knows I want something and I'm looking for them. That's what I told you. When I shake my fingers like that, that means I'm looking for you. I want your attention. But when they see that, they what? They know they come to whatever it is I want. Now, I'm going to tell you how unique this is. I adopted two sons. I don't know. I mean, we have five children in all, but we adopted two sons. And when we were adopting two sons, we went before this Judge Hoover, who just passed away, needless to say, but he was a good man. And I was in his courtroom, and he was saying, well, let me ask you this. He said, how is the relationship with you being an adopted parent going to help this child if this child has come from a foreign country? I said, because I started working with them already. He said, what do you mean you started working with them already? I said, you see, in our house, it's always a experience. So we teach each other things. So I said, now I can talk to them without looking at them. He said, you can do what? I said, I can talk to them without looking at them. So I looked at him, I raised my hand, and I waved my finger. Well, then they knew I wanted their attention. Now, you have to understand, now, my oldest son, well, of the two, was 10, and the other one was 7 or 8. Oh, he was 12. Eric was saying he was, one was 12 and one was 10. So I'm looking at the judge, and I shake my fingers, and then I put my hand straight up in the air. And then as I put my hand straight up in the air and I got their attention, I shook it. Well, they both stood up. Now, understand, I'm looking at the judge, and he's seeing me move my hand, and he's watching these two boys over my shoulder. So I put my hand in a fist, and then I laid it back down gently, and they sat back down. He said, you were talking to them. I said, I told you. It's a learning experience. So we have to be able to communicate in places there may be crowds. He said, if I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it. He said, but I've seen these boys get up as if you called them. I said, well, that's the personal experience. I said, but we do other things. There's other signals. He said, well, what other signals? I said, well, if I'm speaking someplace and I want their attention, I might raise my hand up in the air and spread my fingers. That means I want the whole family. And then I'll turn my hand to the back, put my one finger up in the air, and I put that finger down. So that means I want them in the back. I want the whole family in the back within the first 5 minutes. That's what the one finger is. Then when I put my finger down, I put my hand down. After I come off that stage, 5 minutes, they're in behind wherever we are, and we are together as a family. So if we decide to leave, we can leave. If we decide what we're going to do is stay there, we'll stay there. But the whole thing is to be able to communicate these things in circumstances and surroundings that you have no control over. And in most cases, don't nobody know what's going on with your family. So these are tools that you need to learn to use as a family. I'm encouraging people, call me. I have 1,000 different other tools that you could use, but if you do not open this door, I will not be able to give you these things. And I'm gonna tell you something, Dave already told you that we're getting short on our time now, okay? This is why I'm bringing this lesson to you tonight. I really wanted to do it a couple of weeks ago. I mean, about at least maybe 10 days to 2 weeks ago. But then the GMOs thing came in, and that was important. You need to know about GMOs. This is part of the warfare that we're in, okay? All I'm doing is teaching you how to be more tactical in different environments under any circumstances to keep your unit tight, you keep them on one level of understanding so that you can get the results you want. So I'm encouraging you, do call. We're coming up on a break any time now. But pick up your phones, because if you have children, this opportunity may not be coming again. There are so many different things and tools we could use. This is Brother Davis. Give me a call. Peace.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Good afternoon, brothers. Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'll tell you, I'm reading while I'm waiting for the commercial. But the reason why I'm taking this course of action, it's because we are moving into a stage now where we have to teach our children about food in example mode. What does that mean? That means, though, sometimes when they're hungry, they're not going to have McDonald's as an option. They're not going to have mama's fried chicken frying where the whole block can smell it. No. But they could still eat healthy. And see, we are moving from the understanding of moving from eating for taste to eating for nutrition. Okay? Now, there's always caveats, all right? My wife, when my children, parents would take them to McDonald's, they'd see some nuggets. I hated that. My wife, it cut through her. I'm sorry I use the term hate because I very seldom do, but it cut through her. So you know what she did? She came up with a spinach nugget. And when them kids came over the house, you would have think they was getting exactly what they thought they was getting. The sad part about it was you knew you were emulating something that wasn't good for them, but the good part about it was, as far as they was concerned, this tastes better than that. So you never know how it's going to evolve. And plus, you have to understand, we're vegetarians. So when my grandchildren come to my house, we have to service their palate. And I got the perfect woman for that, because literally she'll mix something up in just a general dessert, and she might add a little bit of applesauce, or she might make a smoothie and put that on top so that people will think that it's almost like going to the ice cream parlor. But it's a variation that is healthy for them, but allows them to still get that attribute of sweet taste in their mouth. You see, we have to take the reins of owning whatever the circumstance places in before us. Because literally, if we allow ourselves to be caught into the machine, and the machine, I'm going to tell you what it's going to do. It's going to starve you to a state of servitude. Then it's going to give you minimal food to keep you weak, but just enough to get you docile enough to do what they say. And yeah, it's sad. But that's basically how they're going to be able to control you. So you'll be working for food, hoping that they'll give you some money. So don't think that the system is designed to be a tool for you. No. Don't think for a minute that anything that you learn on Tando is going to teach you to be subservient to the system. It's not. Because those who are subservient to the system are going to give in to the system right away. They have no choice. So the system's going to kill a lot of them off the top. Why? Oh, you got high blood pressure, you need pills? Well, you're over 50. You're really not a laborer. I'm going to save these bills for somebody who works. So what do you think is going to happen to that person? They know. So we have to take control. And in taking control, we got to incorporate some things that's going to keep us together as a family unit. And everybody needs to see their responsibility as serving the major role. And that's keeping the family together. And that may be hard. And you need to sit down to them, and you need to talk to them about breathing. You need to sit down to them, and you need to talk to them about how to sit quietly and say nothing. You need to talk to them, give them the things that they could read to help them identify. There's a lot of stuff out here. Believe it or not, I went out and got a Cub Scout book. That's right. A Cub Scout manual, those things come in handy. You don't have to understand how they operate in them in order to give them to a child for entertainment. Sometimes, there just may be to learn how to tie the knots or to do the first aid. But you must be able to put... ...a operational part of the family's need. And that is the result that we want. So, brothers and sisters, please call in. We got 1.5 hour left. 1.5 hour. And that 1.5 hour, there's a lot of things I haven't taught you. How to get a child to hike up a hill when they're talking about how tired they are. It's very simple. You get a rope, and you use that rope as a ladder, and you allow them to grab on it and rest with it, and then those who are strong can go up and retie it. How do they know how to retie it? From the manual you got. Remember it taught you to tie the knot? Sit down with them. Tie a bow knot. Tie a sheep shank. Tie a crossover. Tie a square. And then allow them to. These become tools that you can use. Before you know it, you'll be at the top of the mountain looking out to see who's got campfires and who don't. You see, because that's literally how most people get spotted. Because they feel that they got to stay warm, so they do a campfire. And in doing that campfire, they're not looking at the aspect of the time of day, where the sun's at, what part of the horizon they're in, what they're burning. Because some of the things you burn can make smoke. You see, these are things that you need to be teaching. Because when it comes time and you say, listen, I need somebody to grab some wood, just stay within eye distance and grab me some wood that I can start a fire with. And understand, we can't start the fire until dusk. And when dusk comes, everybody be ready around that fire. In the meantime, you put some shelter blockage up. All right? So if you get the greatest view, that's where you put the shelter is to block the view to the fire from the furthest distance. Then when you put the fire shelter up, that means the shelter that goes on the opposite side of the fire. You could literally stay warm all night. And people, most people, unless it's a very clear night, may never see the smoke. Okay? Now, if you are unique and you have a pet who can warn you about different things without giving your position away, man, you're ahead of the game. Most people say, what kind of animals do that? Well, let's take, for instance, a good Akita. They do that. Akitas are very territorial. You could take a Rottweiler. They do that. They're very territorial. There's several hound dogs and what they call sporting dogs that literally all they do is identify and point. So there's a plethora of things that we can do. But we have to be able to put the average knowledge to use now so that when we need it, it will work for us. Because if you don't, and you got a hound dog, and that hound dog, every time it smells something, it got to bark. Because that's what they do. They bark so that scent, whatever's carrying that scent, will run. And they could follow that scent. So they keep, while they run, they bark. Now, I don't know, that might work for you if you're a hunter. But in these diverse times, you may not want people to know where you are. I see one of the unique things about Akita, I know personal because I have a personal relationship with them, they rule. So if they're right beside you, they might go, ooh. That's to let you know that they know, they sense something, they smell something that your senses may not even know. And then when they get to turning their head, look at the where they look at, because that's where they sense that coming from. There's a lot of tools that are out there, but we got to be able to incorporate them in what we're trying to do. I'm going to tell you, each community is going to be different. So those communities that have people who can manage them and sustain them, chances are they may be cul-de-sac communities. What's a cul-de-sac community? A cul-de-sac community is where they separate themselves from the community in a cul-de-sac. And most of the people in a community, they live in that cul-de-sac, whether it's in tents or whatever. That way they can go out during the day, go to their house, get the supplies they want, and come back. Because in that cul-de-sac, they can maintain a perimeter that at least allows them to feel safe. Open your eyes, people. These times are changing. And I'm going to tell you something. We are moving from a docile, because America, a lot of people fail to realize, Americans have literally been victimized by their own, should I say, stipulated greed. Why is it stipulated? Because it was given to you so much that you just assumed you should have it. Fast foods on every corner, new cars coming out every year. Do you know we've grown to attain more enemies outside the country because of their jealousy of what America was like to live in? All of that has changed.
Right, they have now, a caller in queue, Brother David.
They don't care about it. Okay, bring the call on, Dave.
I sure will. And now, you know what, Brother Dave, there's a lot of people listening. Don't listen, if you're a parent, definitely give a call to Brother David. It's very, very important because, you know, what he's basically the information is so useful. It's actually teaching our children to be observant and aware of their environment and to control the environment they're in. So parents, definitely, there's a lot of people listening. We see you, they are listening, but don't hesitate.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came.
Okay.
My bad. I'm trying to get, I'm doing some stuff in the background trying to get our stream back up for tune in.
There we go. Okay. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yes, peace. This is Dr. Nanobot. How are you?
Dr. Hawkins, what's going on?
Hey, come on. For those of you that don't know, it was a joke. It was just a joke. But I'm doing fine. How are you fellas doing? Brother Davis, big up.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, Doc Hawk. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, man, doing good. Been going through some stuff, but I'm all right. Oh, man, check it out. You know what? I wanted to bring up that topic again of nanobots because, y'all, they are literally putting it in everything. And right, just to give you another visual, well, two visuals. The first thing is, I don't care what it is, do not eat anything that has maltodextrin in it. Maltodextrin. All right? So it just start. We got to start back reading labels. We don't read labels anymore. And, hey, I'm not going to sit here and say that, my diet is the absolute best on the planet, because it's not. I love my pizza, you know, periodically and you know, things of this nature. But, man, one thing I can tell you is that they're putting maltodextrin in everything. All of the potato chips, for the most part, the candy bars, the sodas, in the sodas, it was bad enough that they had saccharin and some of those other poisons in there and stuff like that. But man, I'm telling you, that maltodextrin is no joke. It's basically GMO corn derived vitamin C. You know, in other words, vitamin C that was taken from GMO corn. It's very, 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 very detrimental to the human body. And if you notice, if you watch some of these videos really closely about the police abusing people or whatnot, if you look closely at their eyes, you will see a very telling story. A lot of these people got these nanobots in them. And when I spoke to y'all last time about that book, Fantastic Voyage, I read an excerpt from that book just to show you what I'm talking about. A lot of these people are being plugged into the matrix with these nanobots, y'all. Please, 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 please do better with your diet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know the best part about that, brother, is that a lot of times people don't know what it is that they're reading. So now you know, when you hear that maltodextrin, you heard it from the doctor himself. You don't have to go no further. Just put the item down. Just put the item down and slowly back up.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you, brother. Is there something else you want to add to that?
Well, I almost forgot. There is a sale on Silver Solution, 8-ounce bottles for $20. Brother Davis, you know that. The sale will be ending here in the next couple of days. I forgot to mention that earlier, but there you go. So if y'all want to take advantage of that, I got a video up on Facebook showing what the Silver Solution does to bacteria as well as viruses. So anyhow, check it out, man. I'm going to kick back and just enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, brother, listen, anytime you can add is a plus, and we always appreciate it. By the way, as a buy line on that Silver Solution, I have it. I take it two to three squirts in my mouth every day. I get it acclimated into my system. You see, what makes it work is the consistent use of it. You don't have to go and drink an ounce of it every day, no. But you have to keep it in your system. So I have a small sprayer, and in my sprayer, I keep it in the refrigerator, and I do 2-3 squirts every day when I get up in the morning. I take my vitamin. I used to start my day off with coffee, but now I use ginger tea. Why? Because it doesn't have the caffeine, one, and two, it keeps water into my system, and that's another aspect we should hit on tonight. I told you there's so many things I wanted to really get to.
Two other callers, Brother David.
Okay, brother, bring them up.
Doc Hawkins, I'm going to give you a call also because I need some. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis? 405? Area code 405. 405, and prefix is 568. Go ahead, you're on with Brother Davis. Okay, I'm going to come back to you.
You have me muted. How you doing, brothers?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, no,
I had unmuted you. Go ahead, brother.
real quick, I know we run out of time. I just had a quick question, and I know this is like on an individual basis, but at what point do you give it to your child raw? I mean, like really let them, you know, I mean, because we sense our children at young ages, but, you know, do you suggest me really giving it to my children raw at a very young age, or
are we talking about Silver Solution?
No. We're talking about just the reality, and you know what you were talking about as far as
the training tactics.
As early as possible. I'm gonna tell you why, because their examples are going to still be there and involved in this process. See. So if you have any older children, as they begin to incorporate themselves with what is going on, the younger children are going to see the role that they play in that whole process. And they're going to want to also improve. So don't think that I'm going to tell you something. My grandson, when I first started with him, he might have been maybe a year old. He could barely walk. And you know what I used to do with him? I used to play the quiet game. When I rode over on top of him, he had to be quiet. Then when I picked him up and get on top of me, he could laugh. And then I rolled him over again, he had to be quiet. He didn't know what he was doing, but what I was doing was training him to understand how to listen and do what he sees being done. That's what's called following the example. So you can never start too early. And believe me, as they begin to develop, like I said, by the time he was 5 years old, he was reading street signs in the car. And when he didn't know what the words was, he said, well, he heard it from his big sister. So it's always never too early, brother. Never too early.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have a good evening.
Great question,
too, brother
Mel. Great question. Next caller. Brother Raj, you there? Go.
Yes, sir. Greetings to you both, to Brother Mel, too. I wanted to chime in when Brother Davis was talking about the dogs. It made me think about something as far as not giving away your position. There is a dog that our ancestors brought here from the Nile Valley called the Basenji dog. They actually had statues of them in the area where the Olmec civilization.
Say that dog
was.
Again, brother. Your phone went out. Right. Say the dog again because the phone.
Yes. Sure. It's called the Basenji dog. B-A-S-E-N-J-I. and it actually is a silent dog. It does not bark at all, but it was used for hunting. They're all over the Nile Valley as far as pictures of them, all over Ethiopia, all over Sudan, all over Kemet, but also they found them in Central America where the Olmecs were, because the people of Kemet who went to that area brought that dog with them, and they also used them for hunting. So I was saying, for those people who are dog aficionados, who want to get a dog that is a hunting type of dog that is very alert but does not bark. It does not bark at all. It's a barkless dog. So it was something I wanted to put out there. Brother Davis made me think about that. And then for Dr. Hawkins, we were talking maybe like a week ago, and I had gotten the Kemetic God solution from him, and he had suggested that I put it in a small glass of wine, and that it would have an even more powerful effect. And I must attest to that. He's absolutely right. But yes, I would say please, everyone, take advantage of the sale on the colloidal silver. It is something that I think that we as black people need.
Silver solution. That's nano.
Yes, silver solution. Yes, especially in regards to just maintaining our health, so that we stay out of their medical debt system that they have for us. So thank you. That's all I wanted to contribute and say peace to Brother Mal. I didn't know you was a fellow Trinidadian too, but peace and love to you as well. Hopefully we could connect online or something.
One more time, Raj. What's the name of that dog? Because I never heard of that dog. What was the name of it?
Sure. The Basenji dog. B as in boy, A-S, E, N as in Nancy, J-I. The Basenji dog.
Hey, man, put that in BTR.
Okay.
I actually had a Basenji hound.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, I did. And they don't bark. It's kind of like a horse. They don't bark, though. They are good dogs.
That's why our ancestors used them, because they could hunt with them and they would not give away their position to whatever quarry they were hunting. Perfect. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
You're welcome, brother. Listen, I'm looking at it now. The temperament is playful, alert, curious, energetic, intelligent, and affectionate. Those are all of the qualities you want to have in a good dog.
Right. And you know go ahead, Brother Davis. Finish out.
Okay. We're in the last 5 minutes. Literally everybody should look up into that Basenji. I'm gonna tell you, I used to breed dogs, and that's one of the dogs I'm gonna put on my list, because literally there's only two or three dogs I'm seriously gonna consider breeding as this whole thing unfolds. It won't be right away. It might be a year or two down the line, but it will also an avenue to make some income as well as to do some bartering. Look, this is Brother Davis on another Wise Wednesday. I want to get the show back today. Do you have any questions? Hopefully things go right. We'll be here next Wednesday for another Wise Wednesday. I love you all. Thank you for the opportunity of being a teacher in this time. Peace.
Peace. Brother Davis, quick, the other dog that you were thinking about breeding, which I was just curious for myself.
Is the Akita.
Akita. Okay, you said that,
It's a Japanese hunting dog, but they get to about 100 pounds. So, but they're definitely territorial, and that's definitely what you want to have around your family in confrontation times, because literally they kill if need to. That's what they do. They hunt bear in Japan to keep them away from the emperors. So that's the tradition of their breed.
Yeah, so true. And you know, just a little side story, that's how you can tell that there was a high celebrity murder, that the actual person that was doing the murdering, the dog had to have known, because there was a person that was killed, two people that were killed, and they had an Akita, and the Akita did not bite. And you can tell when they bite. You can actually tell when they bite.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a display of their mannerisms and everything else. And so that is a cue, because they are extremely protective. But, yeah, I am very interested in the dog. Thank you so much, Brother Davis. Hey, listen, everyone. Brother Davis will be, you know, listening to the show from time to time. If you're a parent, if you're, have a question for him specifically, anytime, bring it up on Tando throughout the week or whatever. And if Brother Davis is usually, he and Sister Davis are usually listening, because the stuff that Brother Davis dropped today, this is one of the shows you definitely want to podcast and get back and listen over, because the brother was phenomenal in the overall teachings of how to prepare our children. And I know Sister Davis' heart on this one. This and Brother Davis Hart, they gave you some very, very key fundamental things that you can be engaging in with your children to get them, and they themselves, their children, this will transfer into their overall attributes of development of their self-esteem, their character, their awareness, their ability to retain things. They will become the masters of the environment that they are in. And let me tell you, when you start to teach young children, they flourish not only at what you're teaching, they flourish at everything else they do, because you bred confidence in them and the ability for them to do. This was a powerful, powerful, powerful show. So, Brother Davis, as always, thanks again. Brother Doc Hawkins, let me pull Doc up real quick. Doc, definitely need to get some nanoparticle silver, some silver solution from you, myself, and a couple of other things. So I'll give you a call tomorrow. I got a event we're doing. If you're still there and you can still hear me, I definitely want to get some product from you. Everyone, make sure you get some of this silver solution from Doc, because you are going to need it in so many ways. And guess what? You can't lose, because if nothing ever happens, it's still something that you can use, and it will bring and strengthen your immune system and everything else. So important. Thanks, Doc Hawkins. My man, Mel, Brother Roz, thanks a lot. Roz, post that dog, man, because I had never heard of it. And, you know, I was never really a dog person, and I was looking at Mel and I were talking, and I didn't want to get, but, you know, I was thinking about getting a Malinois. You know, that daggone thing is a land shark. who's laughing? Who's laughing? Who's that laughing? Oh, that's right.
Get a Roman cane corso. That's what I'm
Talking. Right. Mel and I were talking, and Mel was talking. So, because I'm not really a huge dog person, but that was one that I was thinking about getting. So I'm going to definitely look in this, as Brother David said, and as Rod said, and Mel said, this fits all the requirements that you want. All right, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, Wise Wednesday, another gem that was dropped for you. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Peace, peace. Rise, Mel, give me a call, and Doc, peace.
For the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.